Today's daf is daf yud dalet. So I got to the very last line of yud gimel and beis. That makes sense. Two dots. Hayivama nikteis bebias. Gemara, after going through all the different ways that a woman gets married or she gets single, either through get or for misa. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the last half of the Mishnah about the ways a yibum either gets creates, finishes the relationship or ends it. So Gemara first says hayivama is nikteis bebia minal. And how do you know that bia works for Yibum? So Gemara says, I'm a crowd. There's a Mefurish Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yivama Yavolev Lakcha Lolisha. That Yivama performs the Bia, and by way of the Bia, she becomes a full fledged wife. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Lachula Milsakisha. Maybe you should think it should be completely like a woman, which means Rashi says, Vedumakisha. Ma Isha Kesef Shtar Kibia, Af Yivama Kesef Shtar Bia. The Haksiv Liisha. The pasuk says Yivama Yivale Lekala Liisha. Just like in general, a woman gets engaged either through Kesu Sharbia. So to Yibam should have all those three options. Get engaged. The Gemara says Lo Saka Dai Tachno would think you can't have such a Havamina that all three would work. The Tana, because the Bryce already removes such a Havamina, preempts this Havamina. Yachal Yehi Kesu Fishtar Vegomimba Kedach Shabia Gomersba. One might think that Kesu Shar does complete Yibam, just like Bia completes Yibam. But the Brisa says, Tam Lomar, Vivama, Bia Gomersba, Vein Kesef, Vishtar Gomimba. It says, Vivama. What is the drasha there? Rashi says, three lines from the top, Vivama, Bia Mashma, Shana La Kasa La Akiv. Apparently, the word Yibam, what's the nature of the word Yibam? What does the definition mean? Yibam apparently is Lashon of, not the Lashon of Bia. So the Pasuk says, Yivama, Yavale. So that's Shana Lava Kasav. The Kasav repeats itself, which is a concept we have in Shas, to really emphasize that this is the only way that Yibam is completed, through Bia. The Gemara says further, Ve'ema ma Yivama. Me Yivama means Dibal Karcha. So the Gemara, maybe Bal Karcha. We have another Joshua. Rashi refers to the Gemara in Yivamos. The Yivama means Bal Karcha, that even against her will, even though when it comes to Kedushin, you require her Das, by Yivama you don't require Das, you could even do Bal Karcha. Bar talks about a number of different situations how Bar Karcha works. So that's what we learn from the word Yivama, and it's not available to teach us that Yivama, that Bia works, nothing else works. So the Gemara says that Bar Karcha is learned from Miyavam. Gemara says, wait one second, no, the Bar Karcha, the Miyavam rather. So Gemara says, Imkein Lemakra Viyavam, my Viyavama, Shmas Mina Tarti. We learn from two different things here. The word Jigan Viyavam, that alone teaches us Bal Karcha. Yivama, the extra hey, that didn't have to say the extra hey. That extra hey is telling us that you learn two different drashas. One drasha is that's Bal Karcha. Second drasha is that only Bia works, no other thing works. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Chalitza is a way of ending Yibam, or really when the husband dies, so you, as we know, either Yibam Chalitza. Chalitza says there's not going to be Yibam, she goes single. How do you know that ends that Zika, that ends that relationship? So Gemara says, Minalan Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, a explicit Pasuk, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalitz Hanau. And you call his name in among Klal Yisrael in the house of the Chalitz. What does that mean? They're removing the shoe. Kevan Shechalitz Ba. Now, once you remove the shoe, Hutra the Chol Yisrael. That's how you read the drasha. She becomes Mutter. When is she Nikra Shema B'Yisrael? When she's B'Yisrael? When is she Mutter B'Yisrael? When you do Chalitza now? So Mara says, wait a second. Hi, the Yisrael, Ahachi Hudasa. Is really the word Yisrael coming to teach us that through Chalitza, she becomes permitted to Yisrael? Hi, mi Barley, it's needed for the following. L'chadatani, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda B'Yisrael, B'bezen Shal Yisrael, V'lo B'bezen Shal Avdei Chachamim. It's telling us that what type of court can you go to, what kind of bezden? Only a Jewish bezden, not a non-Jewish bezden. That's what we learn from the word Yisrael. And not to teach us that she's permitted to all of Yisrael through Chalitza. Mara says, in fact, it says, Trei B'Yisrael Ksiv. If you look through the Pesukim, it says Yisrael two different times. So what are the two different times here? So the Pasuk says, we saw the first one says Nikra Shema B'Yisrael, and the second pasuk says Lahakim Lachav Shem B'Yisrael. So those are the two appearances. One Yisrael tells us that only a Bezdin Shal Yisrael works, and the other one tells us that how is she Mutter L'Yisrael through Chalitza. Gemara says Vakatim Barley. No, we still need even the second Yisrael to teach me the following Joshua L'Chadatanya. The Brisa tells us Amar Rabbi Yehuda Pamachas Hayinu Yoshim L'Fnei Rabbi Tarfon. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. V'Avasim Yivama Lachlitz. And a certain lady came to do chalitza, v'amr lanu, and he says to us, anu kuchem, that all of you, Rabbi Tarfon told all of us who are sitting around there, v'amru, we should say, chalitza now, chalitza now. So the Gemara says that's not learned from the word Yisrael. Ahom mi v'nikra shmo nafka. From v'nikra, you're supposed to call out. It's a din in kriya in response to chalitza. That's where it's learned out from. So the word Yisrael is available to teach us that how is she mutter li Yisrael through chalitza. There are a few places in halacha that we have also you're supposed to call out in response to something. So one case is you say chalitza chalitza. We also have by kedushin, the edim and others also mikudashin mikudashes. You also have this by kiddush hachodesh that they call out mikudash mikudash. Those are the three that come to mind. Okay, the Gemara says, "Mises hab yavam." Another way, the second way that a yavama goes free is when the yavam, before performing either yibam or chalitza, if he dies, that too is going to allow her to be single and married. So, minolan, how do you know that that works? It's a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, "Ma ish eishes ish she bechenek mises abal matirasa." We eish ish. If she's with another man, there's a violation. There's a onish chenek, which is severe. And when the husband dies, she becomes single. It's mutter. It undoes that relationship. Yivama shehi belav. Yivama who is zokuk. She's connected to this man, but if she's with another man, it's only a lav. So lo kolshin, is it not a kal v'chomer that mises hayavam should permit her to go? Because you're only having to overcome the lav in this case of a yibum. Where it says, no. Because mal eishes ish shekein yotze beget. Tomer bezu shein yotze beget. No, because Eishes Ish has more avenues to exit their relationship. Get works for that as well. So maybe Mises Abal works for that case. But Yibam, where Get doesn't work, maybe Mises Hayavam wouldn't work either. Gemara says, Honami Yotzi Bechalitza. Okay, fine. So it's not such a great Shaila because even though Get doesn't work for Yibam, Chalitza does work for Yibam. That doesn't work by Eishes Ish. So that shows a certain strength in exiting from the Yibam relationship. So maybe Mises Abal really should be a good Kal V'chomer from Eishes Ish. So Gemara says, Ella, I'll ask you a different question. Mal Eishes Ish, Shekein Oser Matira. Eishes is the one who asks her, meaning her husband who asks her, is the same one who's ending it. So the husband has that ability, it's biyado, if you will. As opposed to the case of the Yavam, the one who asked her in the first place was the husband who now died. Now it's a different party who's trying to matir. Maybe that party doesn't have that same koach. Rashi didn't explain really the svar, but to me, the way I'm understanding it, it's kind of biyado. It's in his hand. He has the ability to press like the on and off button, the same person, as opposed to two different people don't have that ability. So then the Gemara says, so therefore it seems that it's not a good kal v'chomer. So Amar Vashi, ha nami osra matira, yavam osra, yavam sharila. No, this too also, the same person who asks her is the one who's permitting her. Why? So the idea is, if let's say that when the husband dies, there were no brothers, there's no yavam, she would be completely mutter. The only reason why she's asked right now is because the yavam's alive. So the yavam is the one who asks her, so that gives the ability to the yavam to be mati her as well. So if the yavam dies, then she's permitted. Okay, the Gemara now says, "V'tiyeh eishes ish yotz bechalitza mikal v'chomer." Now let's say a different kal v'chomer. Maybe an eishes ish should have the ability to end that relationship through chalitza, by her spitting in the shoe and stuff. Ma yivama, sheino yotze beget, but it's yotze bechalitza. Chalitza works by yibam, but get doesn't work by yibam. So, zu sheyotze beget, eishes ish, that get does work, so certainly eino din sheyotze bechalitza, so chalitza should work there as well. Amrkal HaPasuk says, sefer krisus, sefer korsu vein davar achar korsu. I think we've seen this before a few times, that only sefer krisus, only get works for an eishes ish, nothing else works. Not kesef, and not chalitza. Fine. How about another kal v'chomer the Gemara suggests? B'tihe yivama yotze beget b'kal v'chomer. Ma eishes ish she'ino yotze b'chalitza yotze beget. Chalitza doesn't work for an eishes ish, but get does work. So we see get has a certain koach. Zu she yotze b'chalitza, the yibam, the yivama who goes out with the chalitza, you know, din she yotze beget, certainly get should work for her because get is so strong. Amar Kala, the pasuk says, kacha. Kacha is a limiting word. Kacha, Rashi says, there's Rashi saying here, kacha yasav isha shelo yavana. Kacha, this is the way, kacha only works here in the case of chalitza and doesn't work anywhere else because kacha is ikuva. Kacha is la'akev, only chalitza works, but get does not work by this case. Mari asks, v'chol heicha d'ika ikuva lo darshika v'chomer? Is that true? Whenever there's something that's likuva, that's very limiting, we don't apply a kal v'chomer. It says the word goral in terms of the goral of the shtei seirim, and it says the word v'chuka that everything has to be exactly in the right order when it comes to makipurim. We learned this in the Gemara's in Yuma quite a long time ago. V'tani, the Braisa elaborates v'asochatas, and you make into chatas, which means what? Let's read the whole pasuk on the side here that the goral makes into a chatas. I just want to see the context for a second how the pasuk reads. Pasuk doesn't really say this. Yeah, there we go. The pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron es ha'sari asher Allah alav ha'goral Hashem." He goes close to the sari that he picked la'Hashem. V'aso chatas, and that goral makes it into a chatas, makes it into the chatas that's being brought into the kodesh kedushim. So the Gemara makes a drasha: ha'goral osechatas vein Hashem osechatas. Only by picking the lottery does it make this animal into chatas. But by calling it, if I were to say this should be Lashem, that doesn't work. The Kriyas Hashem does not work for the Shnei Sirim. Only the Goral works. So Gemara says, Sheyachol, you would have thought, Vahalo din, who is in the Kavachomer? Ma bimakum shlo kiddush ha-Goral, in a case where Goral doesn't work, means, which means in general, throughout the rest of the year, where Goral does not work, yet kiddush Hashem, where I found Makdisha, how do I create Kedusha's animal by Kedusha's Peh? Kedusha's Peh works throughout the rest of the year. So Malkum Shekidush HaGoral, here in Yom HaKippurim, by the Shnei Sirim, where Kiddush HaGoral does work, then Eino Din Sheyikadush HaShem. So certainly, Kiddush by Peh, which I use throughout the year, should certainly work in the case of the Goralos. So the Gemara says that doesn't work because Tamalomer Vaso Chatas HaGoral Osechatas Vein HaShem Osechatas. So we have a special Gzeres Kosov that says Vaso Chatas. Only through the Goral can you create the Chatas, but not through anything else. But what we see from here, before we apply the Gzeres Kosov, the time of Demate Kra, only because the Pasuk excluded the Kiddush HaShem by the case of the Shnei Seirim, Ho Lav Hochi, had we not had the Gzeres Kosov, Darshin and Kavachomer, we would have applied a good kavachomer to say that in general, that if it's in this case and Goral does work, so certainly Kiddush HaPeh should work as well, even though it says the word chukah in the context of Makipurim, chukah is a likuva. So even though there's a word that's likuva, we could still apply kavachomer. So why would we say that above? Just because it says kacha by yibum, by chalitza, it doesn't mean too that you can't apply a kavachomer. You could still apply a kavachomer in the context of a likuva. And we should say a get does work by yibum. So Gemara says, Amar kra, la, la, v'lo yivama. It's not because the word chukah, but rather because the word of kacha that's excluding him because that's likuva. It's a special gzeres kasev. It says la, that only la, v'lo yivama, that only la, only for her, for the wife, does get work. But get doesn't work by another case of yivama. So just like we use the word asochatas to exclude kiddush peh, so too the word la is saying that get does not work by yivama. It's a gzeres hakasav to exclude it. But in the havamina, the kavachomer was a good kavachomer. Gemara says, wait a second. Hey, the word la is not available to exclude yibam from get. Vema la lishma, that you have to have the intention lishma for your wife. It can't just be a random get. It has to be written for her. Gemara says, trei la ksiva. If you read through the psukim, the word la appears twice. One law teaches us it requires ksiva lishma, or chasim lishma, or mesir lishma, whatever, however you paskim. And the other law tells me that la, that a get only works for a wife, but it does not work for a yivama. Gemara says, wait a second, still, we need both laws for other drushes. Vakati mi bar lecha la lishma, want to teach me that you require lishma. Vidach la, the other law, to tell me vlo la vlo chaverta, that you can't use one get for two different parties. One get per person. Rashi explains the situation here based on the Gemara and Gittin. Lola v'lechaverta sheshmos and shavim. You have two friends, two ladies who have the same name. V'shein shtei nashim miskarshus begerachad. You can't have them both using the same shtar. So the Gemara says that's where you need the word law from. So that means that the word law is not available to teach me law v'lo yivama. Gemara says fine. El amar kra, I'll tell you why get doesn't work for yivama. Nal, the pasuk says, Nal in midiachwini lo, that only Nal works for the chalitza, for the yavama, but nothing else works to exclude that get does not work. Even though there's a kavachomer, we have a special gzeresakosav to exclude that kavachomer from being applied. Mara says, wait a second, the word Nal is not available either. V'hai Nal lahochiudasa. It's needed to teach me this. Hami barley, it's needed for the following. Lichadatani, like the Brisa teaches us, Nalo, his Nal. Ainly El Nalo, I only know his personal Nal that he owns. Nal shall call all the Minal. How do I know that he could use anybody's Nal? As long as it fits, as long as the shoe fits, he could use anybody else's. He doesn't have to own it. Tamalomar, Nal Riva. It says Nal to tell me to any Nal, any, it doesn't have to own Lav Dafka Nalo, but any Nal. So the word Nal is not available for the above Joshua. Mars Imkain Ma Tamalomar Nalo. Why they say na'alo? It should just say na'al. Na'al would have taught me anyone's na'al. Why na'alo? Why the extra vav? So ha'roi lo has to be for him, has to be able to fit him. Roi lo, to fit, not to be own my, but to be fitting him. Prat le'gadol shein yachol halachba. If it's too big that he can't walk and it's falling off his foot, it's slipping off. or prat lakatan shein chupa that's rova ragler, it's so small where it doesn't even cover most of his foot, that's going to exclude it. Prat lamesulim, to exclude a case of mesulim where it's been ripped, rashi nifchas, where the heel is exposed. Shein lo okay, where the heel is not being covered. Imkain, if that's what's going to teach us what type of shoe to use, imkain nichtav kra na'al, my hanal, the extra hay, hanal shmas mina tarti. So we learn both what type of shoe that can be used, and we also learn that na'al works for yuvama, but nothing else works, that ged does not work. Okay, a lot of drushes. Now we've completed the first section of Masechet Kedushin, which talks again about different ways of a woman getting a Kedushin and ending the Kedushin and Yibum. Now we're going to the next section, which is going to go through, I think, like 6-7 blot or so, about Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, which happens to be really great lumdish sugyas to learn. It's like a great summer limud to learn these in Yanim. Not really much halach l'maisa, not only anything halach l'maisa, but it happens to be really a great self-contained limud over the next few blot. Okay, the Mishnah tells us, Eved Ivri, Nikneba Kesef, a Jewish-owned slave who can be acquired in a few ways. Kesef uvishtar, through either buying him, or through shtar, writing a document. Those are two ways to buy an Eved Ivri. Kohen is asked, how does he acquire himself back? How does he get freedom? So a number of ways here as well. B'shanim, through the end of 6 years, he goes free. That's the halacha. Ube Yovel, if Yovel somehow hits in the middle, that's going to be ownership. Ube Goron Kasef, if he's somehow able to get money and pay back the master, his owner, to get himself back. Those are three ways he could buy himself back. Now, by the way, each of these avenues of being bought and sold back, they're all a lot of lumdus here in how the mechanisms work. If it comes to mind, I'll try to bring it up. I don't remember all the lumdus, but it's very, very good stuff. The Mishnah now says, Yaseir Alav Am Ivri. Am Ivri has an added way, a Jewish-owned maidservant, when she's under the age of 12, has an added way how she gets herself back. Shekonis Asma B'simanim, when she reaches the age of a Nara, she has the very Simanim, she goes free as well through that. A nirta, an Eved Ivri who wants to stay on to be owned and stay with a family for longer. He gets his ear pierced, as we know. He's nicknamed Bertia. Bertia is what gets him to stay there. That's the Kenyan. And Konis Asmo, he gets himself back, the Yovel of Mises Adam, either through Yovel or the death of his master.
Mises Adam isn't a matir for the Eved Ivri prior to Nirta.
Right, that there's a Yerusha. It goes to the children for that one, right. Okay, so Gemara says, now Eved Ivri, nikneh b'kesef minolon. How do I know that kesef is one of the ways one can buy an Eved Ivri? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, mikesef miknaso. So the pasuk says, I'll read on the side here, it says, im od rabos basharam l'pim yashiv gulaso mikesef miknaso. So Rashi explains here, that be'Eved Ivri ha'nimkar l'oved kuchavim ha'kasa medaber. He's talking about an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a goy. If he gets money to buy himself back. So the Gemara says, the pasuk is Mekasef Miknaso, so the Kesef, you could buy himself back. If you pay back the goy who owns him, you pay him back money for his initial Kesef that he paid for, Milamet Shenik the Mekesef, that tells that he was initially bought with Kesef, that the goy bought the Eved Ivri with Kesef. Gemara says, Ashecha, an Eved Ivri, Hanim Karlovi Kochavim. I only know that if an Eved Ivri is sold to a goy, this works. Because ho v'chol kinyan v'kesef. The only way that in general that it creates a kinyan for a goy is through kesef. All they care about is kesef. They want money, money, money. So that's all that works. But what about nimkar li Yisrael minol? And how do I know that that works for a Jew? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra v'hefta. The Pasuk says on the side here, this is Parsha Mishpatim. A lot of these sugyas are found in Mishpatim. Pasuk says, Imra Beine Adoneha, referring to an Am Ivria. So Asher Lo Yada, Vehefda La'am Nachri, Lo Yimshal L'machar B'Vigdava. Vehefta means to redeem. So what does that mean? Vehefta, the Gemara says, Milamed Shemegares Pidyona Aviyote. So if she's able to pay, she can redeem herself and pay the remaining amount on her initial purchase, so then that's how she gets herself back. So there has to be an initial kesef, there has to be an initial amount that you're being garer from, that you're decreasing the amount of pay that's left over. Rashi explains here, Shemigares Pidyona, Midilok Vinifta, that she's redeemed. Rather, it's Mashra Vihafta, that the Adon is also taking part, he's Vihafta, he's redeeming her. Not that she's being redeemed, but she's getting, someone's redeeming her, the Adon's redeeming her. Shafa Baal, really probably should be the Adon here. The Adon, yeah, it's the Adon. I have a hay here, it takes me somewhere. It says the Adon, okay. Oh, you have the other side. You're not your own side, not your own comments. Okay, fine. Afa Adon Misaya Bipidiona, Alma Nik Bekasim Nikna. Deload kana bedamim. If she wasn't initially bought with damim, my begaret. What kind of decrease are you going to apply here? So it must be the hefta that he's redeeming her from an initial amount that she was bought from. That's the drush that the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says ashechan am ivria. That makes sense for am ivria. We have a mefurish pasuk now. Hold mikad shebekesef mikin mekesef, because we know that a woman can get married through kesef. So it makes sense that she could be bought by through kesef as well. But what about Eved Ivri, Munal? He doesn't get married through Kesef. He marries someone else, but he doesn't get married, ever. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki machar lecha achicha ha-Ivri, o ha-Ivriya, v'avdecha she'eshanim. So the Pasuk is a makish Ivri, lav l'Ivriya. It's connecting a Jewish-owned slave to a non-Jewish-owned slave, just like a, rather, Jewish-owned slave to a woman, Jewish slave, just like a Am Ivriya is bought through Kesef. Through the Tekesh, an Eved Ivri is bought through Kesef as well. Ashachan Machur Bezdin. This all makes sense. When the Bezdin sells, Halva Nimkar, Baal Karcha. We know in general that two ways an Eved Ivri can become an Eved Ivri. Either he owes a certain amount of money he stole and he can't pay it back. So since he can't pay back, Bezdin forces him to be sold to earn back what he owes. Or if he just has no money, he's so impoverished, he needs to sell himself. So the context of this connection of Amma Ivriya to an Eved Ivri, that's referring to a case where he doesn't have enough, where he owes money and Bezdin sells him. So again, Ashachan Machur Bezdin, when Bezdin sells him, Hol V'nim Karbal Karcho, they sell him against his will, he has no choice, so that may Kesef works in that case. Rashi explains here, Machur Bezdin, B'gnei Vaso, he stole money. D'chi Machar Ayde Acher Mashma, the implication is where others are selling him. But Dinosin, this all makes sense, it's logical. Shehe Niklev Kesef Belo Chazako, that Kesef should be enough to have him acquired without having a chazak, without having a more intense type of kinnan. Hol v'yeshbo tzad kal shenim chabal karko. Chazak is certainly a stronger form of kinnan than a kesef. Chazak is when someone takes hold of a land, a property, a metaltalin, he takes it, that's a chazak, that shows your bialis. Kesef is not as strong. Even though you bought it, it doesn't display any amount of ownership on my part. So chazak is a stronger one. So maybe kesef shouldn't work. So we're saying, since he's being sold against his will, he's a certain weakness, this individual. So therefore, since we're taking him by the collar and selling him, so that allows for a weak kinnin like kesef to be applied here. But what about a case the Gemara asks at all? Makes sense by Machur Bezdin, where he's going al karchal, so therefore you can allow for a weaker kinyan to work. But what about a situation Mocher Asma Minol? Let's say he sells himself. There's no bal karchal here. How do we know that he's able to sell himself with kesef alone? How does that work? The Gemara says Yalof Sacher Sacher. There's a gzer shav here. It says in one context, in the case of Machur Bezdin, it says Sacher, and it says in the case of Mocher Asma, Rashi quotes the Psukim here, it says Sacher as well. Through this gzer shava, we're applying the din of Kesef works for Machur Bezdin, Kesef also works for Mocher Asma. So Gemara says, this all makes sense. Hanich l'man damar, diyalfi Sacher Sacher. If you hold of such a Masara, if you had such a gzer shava in your Kabbalah, Elman de lo yalf sacher sacher. Not everybody agrees to this. If you don't have such a mesora of this gzer shava of sacher sacher, Michael Emer, how do you know that kesef works for Eved Ivri of a mocher atzmo? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra v'chisasig. The pasuk says the word v'chi, the extra letter vav there tells us. The pasuk says v'chisasig yad ger v'soshav imachu mach achicha. Talking about a mocher atzmo, a guy who's so poor, he's mocher atzmo. It says v'chiyasasi. What's the vav? Mosif al inyan rishon v'ilamed alav mitachton. The vav is connecting the two different sections together. It's connecting the machur bezdin to the mocher atzmo. So that vav says just like machur bezdin kesef works, so to mocher atzmo kesef works as well. Okay. And by the way, this gzer shav is very important of sacher sacher. Just understanding the lum, this is eved ivri. The question that becomes: how much is an eved ivri an eved, or is he really a socher? That's the question. Is he really a hired worker? He's a hired worker for the next 6 years, or is he mamish an eved? That's a shah that will come up in many places. So we'll see this. One that comes to mind is the way you view when he leaves. He gets the hanaka. He gets hanaka. When he leaves, he gets some extra gifts on his leaving. So do we view that as like a severance package, or do we view that for what he had worked for? So if he's an Eved, so an Eved doesn't get a severance package. So it just, but Eved still should get paid for what he did. So we view that because he's going to, over 6 years, he probably worked extra, really worked hard. So some say that that hanaka is really for what he had worked for, what he deserved, what he owned. But the other opinion who thinks that hanaka is really, it's more of a severance package, no, he's a hired worker, and you give show a certain karsa tov to your workers when he leaves. When he retires, you give him the severance package. So that's how you understand this. So we're going to see this keep coming up, whether he's an Eved or whether he's a socher. But this, obviously, this gzeir shava is very important for highlighting. It might be tully on whether it might indicate whether you hold a socher or not, might indicate whether or not this is a, which way it is. Now, either way, even without the gzeir shava, the Torah itself still calls it a socher, both cases. So even without the gzeir shava, still might indicate that he is a socher. Fine, let's go weiter now. So Gemara says, man tana delo yalof socher. Who is the tana who does not learn this gzeir shava socher? Gemara says, hi tana, who, the tana, the following brisa tells us, hamoch asmo nimchar l'sheish, v'yeser al sheish, the guy who sells himself to six, and yes, al sheish, he could sell himself for longer. If the guy needs more money, he could sell himself for 10 years if he wants. However, the machur bezdin eino nimcha el sheish. But the guy who gets sold by bezdin can only be sold for 6 years, cannot be sold for any longer than that. Further, hamocher atzmo eino nirtza, the guy who gets sold, sells himself, rather, he cannot become a nirtza ever, but machur bezdin, it can be nirtza. Another distinction, mocher atzmo ein manikin lo, we don't give him any hanaka when he sells himself. Machur bezin manikin, well, when the bezin sells him, we do give him hanaka. We do give him the severance package when he leaves. Hamocher atzmo ein rabba moser lo shivcha. A guy who sells himself is not given, the master can never give him a shivcha kananis. But a machur bezin rabba moser lo shivcha kananis. But when bezin sells him, he can. So we see when he's sold by bezin, there's a lot more. There's a lot, first of all, a lot of differences. But what the differences tell us that by machur bezin, he's much more in control. Then he's under the control of the auspices of the master more so than the mocher atzma, which makes sense. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Zevze Eino Nimcher El Lashish, both of them have the same halachas. They can only be sold up until 6 years. Vezevze Nirtza, both of them have the options of Nirtza. Vezevze Ma'anikin Lo, both cases you give them a severance package. Vezevze Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Kananis, and also both types of avadim that the master can give them a Shivcha Kananis. So, my la, Behakim Bethu, are they not arguing about the following? The Tanakama. Lo yalf sachar sachar. Rabbi Yalzer yalf sachar sachar. Everyone said, according to Tanakama, the fact that there are distinctions tell us that they don't learn the gzeir shava of sachar sachar. We don't apply everything of machur bezdin. We don't apply that to mocher atzmo. So that Tanakama is the author who doesn't hold of the gzeir shava. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar, who thinks down the line they're equal regarding being sold for 6 years, and shivcha kananis, and the hanaka, and Nirta, all those are the same because you have the gzeir shava of sachar sachar. That's the initial understanding of the Gemara. Yeah, this is the machlokas, whether you hold to the gzeir shava. Then comes along Amar Rav Tivimi Mishmei Derbaye, the Chuliyama Yalf sachar sachar. Everyone holds the gzeir shava sachar sachar. Even the Tanakama. So how could the Tanakama have all these distinctions if they hold the sachar sachar? Shouldn't the gzeir shava take you across the, everything should be equated? They're arguing about the following pasuk. My time of the Tanakama. Why did the Tanakama hold that a mocher asmo can be sold for more than 6 years? Damar mocher asmo nimcha l'sheish v'yes al sheish. Mid rachmana gave machur bezin. There's a special exercise kasuv that limits the 6 year limit to only machur bezin and not to mocher asmo. What's the pasuk? V'abdecha sheish shanim. This case, Avdecha, this Eved, can be sold for 6 years and not the Mocher Atzma. Vidach, so what does the Rebbe Elazar do with this? If he says the Gzeir Shev applies across the board, so what does he learn from the Drasha of Avdecha? L'chav lo liyorish, to tell me that only the master can keep the Eved Ivri, but there's no Yerusha if the master dies.
So there is Yerusha within six.
Rashi says, right? Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "V'lo liyorshin." Rashi says, "V'deinu oved lo esabas lo esach im ein lo ben." Aval who oved who esa ben kid l'kamam. So the Yerushas have ben. the father dies, it goes to the son. But let's say there's no son, the next one in line, the daughter or the brother, normally in Yerusha, they would be the next in line. When it comes to Eved Ivri, they don't pass down to those. Only the son gets this. This is one of the many cases we have throughout Shas, where there's a special relationship between the father and the son, particularly when it comes to Yerusha. The sugyas in Yesh Nochlin and Baba Basra, there are a number of indications in the Baal Mora, I forget the lashon he uses, but that Yerusha's HaBen is viewed as a non-Yerusha. It's not viewed as even transferring any ownership. It's a seamless transition from father to son. And there are a number of indications. The Gemara Erevin refers to the Kara Davuha. We're talking about making an Erev. When the father dies, the son steps into the place in the shoes of the father. It's called Kara Davuha. He's the leg of the father. So the Baal Mor has a very strong lashon. I'm trying to remember the Kilu. That's what he says. Kilu chai ha'av, as if the father's still alive. When the ben is Yerusha father, it's as if the father's still alive. That's what the Baal Mor says. And there's also Rashi and Horius that says this. That's as if the father's still alive. So that's why we understand there's a unique relationship in terms of Yerusha for the son. But beyond that, it doesn't go. So that's the drasha that the Reb Elazar uses from the word v'avdecha, only l'cha, the father, and I'll add the son, as opposed to any other Yerush. Then the Gemara says, "V'idach avdecha achrinu k'sivir." Ah, so how does the Tanakhama now know that there's no Yerusha for an Eved Ivri? Because there's another avdecha that's used in the pasuk. The Gemara says, "No, idach. What does Reb Elazar do with that other word v'avdecha? Ahular tzas adon hu da'asa." What does it mean hartzas adon? Says Rashi, the last three lines, hartzas adon laharatzas alhanaka shlo yikashe be'inav. That when the master lets Eved Ivri go free, so he shouldn't be upset about this. He shouldn't have any hard feelings that he's going free. He should really do it b'rasa, b'ritzoy, in a nice, pleasant way, that the master should want to give the hanukkah, should want to give the severance package, and have because I guess the idea is avdecha, that he was your slave. He did so much for you over the past 6 years. You should really, really appreciate what he did and give the matana b'sever panim yafos. That's what he learns from that drasha.
Is it on the eved to be appeasing, or is it on the adon to feel...
I thought it was the Adon. Yeah, the way they're explaining here. It shouldn't be hard on the eyes of the Adon. That's how they're explaining here in the Besifta, I see. Yeah, I don't see it being the other way around. At least from Rashi. I mean, why would it be... It's focusing on the Hanukkah, the giving over the Matanos, I think. That's how the Besifta certainly understands it. Okay, I think we should stop here. The Gemara is going to continue on this path for a number of lines in tomorrow's daf, but I think this is a good stopping point. So that explained the first scenario. So right now we're working with that both Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar both agree to Sacher, and they are equated. Even though that's the case, there are a number of differences, and each difference is going to be explained by a different Gezeres Kasa. So we explained the first difference, the fact that the Mocha Asmo is allowed to be sold for more than 6 years, it's a special Gezeres Kasa of Avdecha. And the Gemara is going to go one by one, each halacha, why there's a difference.
This is all because we want to avoid the fact that they...